is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Abortion, just one of the topics addressed during last night's debate between running mates J.D. Vance and Tim Walz.
On abortion, Republican Vance.
I never supported a national ban. I did, during when I was running for Senate in 2022, talk about setting some minimum national standard.
Democrat Walz about a woman under restrictions in Georgia.
She had to travel a long distance to North Carolina to try and get her care. Amber Thurman died in that journey.
In the CBS News vice presidential debate, Vance saying that Walz signed a bill that put no obligation on doctors to save babies born under botched abortions is not true.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The death toll from Hurricane Helene ticked up again, now at least 166 in southeast U.S. Power outages still top 1.3 million. Texas executed Garsha Glenn White, condemned for stabbing twin 16-year-old girls in Houston in 1989. He also murdered their mom. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A suspect sits in an Arizona jail, accused of a brutal murder in southeast Wisconsin last weekend. Teresa De Jesus Cruz Rubio's headless body was found in Glendale Friday night. Her son allegedly confessed to investigators that he killed her. Police found him after they spotted her car in Phoenix Saturday morning. Donald Trump in Wisconsin claiming Iran's missile attack on Israel Tuesday would not have happened if he were still president. He blames the Biden-Harris administration.
And now we have them in charge of potentially World War III. And World War III is going to be like no other if it happens because of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction.
Trump is the first Republican to campaign in Dane County since Bob Dole in 1996. Kamala Harris campaigns in the Fox Valley Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Willie Adames says the Brewers know it's all on the line tonight.
We are undaunted. We're going to come out and give the 100% out there on the field, and, you know, and we got to win or we go home. So the mentality is we got to win no matter what. We got to figure out a way to win and, you know, do our best.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will join me in studio. We'll review the VP debate, and we'll talk about the Middle Eastern conflict.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20. A little gustier by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear, breezy, 49 tomorrow. Sunshine, 76 by Friday. It will be sunny with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Join us next. I have got a very special guest to celebrate the Brewers postseason. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Well, good morning, folks. Whether you're up with the roosters or still easing into your day, I'm so glad that you are making the Midwest Farm Report a part of your Wednesday morning. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Charity Seebecker, and here at the Midwest Farm Report, we try to connect the dots on what's happening in agriculture. And it is World Dairy Expo Week, so today we're hearing more about the behind the scenes of what it takes to bring cattle to the show from Canada. There's a bit more paperwork and requirements involved than you might think. We'll also be joined by Stu Muck, our agriculture meteorologist, as he gives us some insight into what the rest of the week is going to look like for us who are maybe heading into World Dairy Expo or wherever you're heading. Maybe it's out in the fields, but he's going to give us that outlook for the rest of the week and moving forward. And it's a Wednesday, which means we'll get an update from Whipple's Hybrids. Plus, we take a closer look at a growing issue impacting ranchers across the country. I'm talking about cattle theft. And we also have quite the sweet story for you as we talk about the Gia Technologies ice cream stand at World Dairy Expo as they celebrate their 20th anniversary there. And we talk about all of the flavors that you can get your hands on this week. All of these details are yet to come.
I confess, I love to host a party. I love having people over. But when they come over, I want to leave a favorable impression with them, not just with the atmosphere, but the food. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage. So I went to Scott and I said, listen, I need something for a pretty good sized group in my backyard. And he set me up with their Berkey Brats. Now, I've talked about these before, but my guests talked about them through the whole event, telling me, man, Pam, these are great brats. Something different about these brats. They were asking me all kinds of questions, and I was happy to tell them what I knew about all the custom mixes that are being worked on right now at Bavaria Sausage. Now listen, you can experience the Berkey Brats yourself, but you've got to go to the retail location right now. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday 9 until 1, or shop all the great Bavaria Sausage flavors online. BavariaSausage.com, and get ready to amplify any event you're hosting. Bavaria Sausage.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
World Dairy Expo is indeed an international show. It's not just about the visitors. It's also about the makeup of the dairy cattle. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. And this year, World Dairy Expo is featuring about 100 head of Canadian dairy cattle. Could have come from British Columbia, could have come from Quebec. All of them had to go through rigorous testing before they were allowed into the United States, into Wisconsin. And that took time and money. Brian Karskaden can tell you all about it. He is a dairy cattle exhibitor with Blondin Farms out of Quebec, Canada. And the paperwork process of investigating what tests would be required to allow these dairy animals into the United States started months ago. Karskaden says it was no surprise since everyone's been talking about high-path avian influenza impacting dairies in the United States, not Canada.
Oh, it probably started about a month ago, just starting to research what all we needed to do to be here. It was never really a question. We had to be here for sure. And so we started talking to veterinarians, the Canadian government, the Border Vets, and World Dairy Expo, of course, and talking about, you know, all the testing we would need to do and all the different things we would do that is outside of a normal year.
So
we had to test to the cows for bird flu to enter the fairgrounds. That test will soon expire. The Canadian government wants us to have a new test before we come back home, which is understandable. So that will happen next week at the Monroe Fairgrounds. We tried a lot of different angles. I made a lot of different phone calls to see if I could circumvent the system somehow, just to even see if the labs would stay open on a weekend here to do the testing. We couldn't get that to work. I tried to get the CFIA government to extend the validity of the test for an extra day, make it 8 days instead of seven. They wouldn't do that. So there were a lot of different hoops we had to jump through, a lot of roadblocks along the way. Yeah. But at the end of it all, we need to protect ag industry in both Wisconsin and Canada. Mm-hmm. And so whatever we have to do, we're doing, and we're gonna make it work.
Well, and I said to Brian, you're dealing with four-legged animals that are sensitive to the weather, sensitive to being on the road, just like people.
That's right.
You have to stay over. You find a hotel room. Now you're working with Greene County Fairgrounds and Monroe for that. But you are mindful of the animal care you're giving while you're moving these cows and heifers around, and that takes more time, too.
Yeah, no, for sure it does, and we can't just put them anywhere.
Yeah.
And the beauty of the Monroe Fairgrounds is if, by chance, one of them tests positive, Lord willing, it doesn't.
Right.
It is an empty space.
Yeah.
We're not affecting someone else's farm or their animals.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the other consideration, too, that a lot of people offered for us to take our cattle to their farms, but we just didn't want to put them at risk at the same time. So we're trying to be as responsible as possible while trying to get home in a safe manner. So.
Well, and Brian's got, what'd you say, eight this year, but it's all Canadian cattle. You guys are all going together on this shelter in place, if you will.
Yeah, there's around 100 head here, probably from Canada. There'll be a few probably get sold. There won't be quite as many go back home. But, we've all kind of worked together, and I think most of us are going to the Monroe Fairgrounds to work together. So,
We were also talking about you want these animals to present at their very best when they arrive in Madison. That means thinking along the way. How long, how many hours were you looking at bringing them in, and what did you do along the way to make sure that they were still feeling good when they got here?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long time for these cows on the truck, especially coming from Quebec or even Western Canada. There's a herd here from Western Canada, from British Columbia, they're on the truck, those cows, for upwards to 3 days. And it's really hard on those cows. They get dehydrated, and so you have to take really extra special care of them. And it takes them a long time to recover, so you need to come early to be able to account for that. We've done that, and all the other exhibitors have done that, and then of course we're going to head back home. Hopefully we all get home safely, and we have another show coming up at the Royal Winter Fair, and that's a big event for us to be at as well. So those calves have to rebound from this trip and get ready for the next one as well.
And that's another reason why respecting all that paperwork too, so that you don't miss any time getting home.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah, and the cows, you know, we stopped on the way here. I think you asked previously, just to expand on that. We drove, we crossed the border, and I think at about the 12-hour mark, we stopped at a farm in New York to chore, milk the cows, feed them, give them a little rest. I think it takes about 3 hours, and then they're right back on the road again. And then we land here on Thursday morning real early. But our cattle traveled really well. But you just never know. It's a long trip.
Well, that's the other thing people don't understand. Another reason why you like coming in early is let them acclimate. I don't know what your weather's been like up in Quebec lately. This is a pretty decent stretch for Wisconsin, but you know you've been here before. That's not always the case.
Oh, yeah, you can have a week. That's why I always drive here, because you need clothes for all sorts of weather. I mean, you see all four seasons here some years. I remember snow here one year, you know. Yes. So, you're absolutely right. And the cows, they need to acclimatize as well, for sure. And if they have, you know, the level of the competition here is so high that these cattle, they're like finely tuned athletes. Yes. And if they just miss a meal, for example, if they're off for part of a day, they're going to lose that extra, you know, it's like an Olympic athlete almost, you know, and they're shown at such a high level and of care that, you have to do your most to manage that. So,
well, we wish you the best of luck. You mentioned earlier about how you've got to be here. This is one of the critical shows, and it's a reunion, too. I mean, yeah, there's business, but I bet you got a lot of friends in that barn, too.
Yes, I've been coming here personally for, I don't know, since about I was 18, and I don't want to tell you how old I am now, but it's been a long time. I've actually had the opportunity to judge here a couple times as well, and So, I have a lot of people here. You walk through the barns, it takes me forever to get through the barns because, you know, a lot of people here for sure. So,
The family reunion feel. Brian Carskaden, he is from Ontario, Canada himself, showing cattle with the Blondin Farm out of Quebec at World Dairy Expo. And like he said, it wasn't just about the hoops they had to jump through before they cross the border. It's going to be about additional testing that all of the Canadian cattle will have to go through following World Dairy Expo before they're allowed back into Canada. And like Brian said, even once those cattle return home clean, they will still need to be quarantined on their own farm. So biosecurity, definitely a high priority at World Dairy Expo 2024. Follow along. All of us are in action this week at World Dairy Expo. You can check out our Facebook pages, check out all of our social media feeds, and see what we're up to. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, former Republican congressman from Illinois, Joe Walsh, will join us. Should be an interesting conversation. He'll be here at 10:30. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
Bright blue skies bring winter's swift surprise, reminding us that as the days do grow shorter, farmers must race against changing weather to gather their crops. And while it is a bit warmer than we're used to for this time of year, the cool, crisp air that comes this time of year helps dry the fields, making it prime time for harvesting corn, soybeans, and our fall pumpkins. It's a season where agriculture and weather are in perfect balance, in a sense, as farmers keep an eye on their fields and on the sky. And speaking of this weather, it's time for our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update with our ag meteorologist, Stu Muck. Compeer Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. You can learn more about them and find a location near you at compeer.com. So, Stu, what does Mother Nature have in store for our farmers who are out in the fields or maybe headed to World Dairy Expo?
Well, more of that sunny weather, Charity. I think we all appreciate that. A little more on the breezy side again today. That breeze, of course, going to be pretty strong out of the southwest today. That's trying to push some moisture up into the state. Nothing that's going to be any kind of a concern. There's some rain in the northern edge of the UP up into Lake Superior, far northern Minnesota. Even Park Falls not standing much of a threat of precipitation, maybe a few more clouds today. But we are going to watch a cool front drop in from that far northwest. It's up around North Dakota today. It will drop on into Wisconsin, making its way on through all the northwest part of the state already as we head through Thursday, and then pulling away later Thursday night away from the far southeast part of the state. Not really a precipitation threat, but some cooler air behind it does leave a little to be desired. And in that far northwest part of Wisconsin, I'd expect there could be some frostiness around late Thursday night, early into Friday. The rest of us just getting on the cool side at that time, falling down into the low 40s. So there's some cool air trying to settle in, but those daytime highs struggling to stay a little on the more mild side. And anytime we talk about upper 60s now, even at this time of the year, that's above normal. And I think that's the coolest we're going to talk about for the most part as we make our way on into the weekend. I see one little disturbance could account for a slight rain chance later Saturday night. We'll keep an eye on that here pushing toward the end of the week. Let you know if that's even going to materialize around the area. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump. Patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
All righty, Stu, let's hear our Wednesday Compeer Financial Ag Weather Forecast.
Well, I expect a pretty sunny and nice day, getting more breezy, though. A beautiful day at World Dairy Expo. That Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update is for sunny skies today. And there'll be some upper 60s in the far north, low 70s elsewhere. Southwest winds 5 to 15, may even gust up around 25 into the afternoon. Clear skies, 50 the warm spot in the south, a lot of 40s elsewhere, even an upper 30 in the far north. Southwest winds at 5 to 10. more sunshine Thursday and up into the 70s. Could even be a mid 70 in the west or south. Southwest winds become north, though, as that front flies through the area in the afternoon, about 5 to 15. And by Friday, then, sunny, a little cooler, upper 60s, close to 70 with the northeast breeze. Just that little frosty possibility late Thursday, early Friday in the far north, Charity. Otherwise, not bad early October weather.
Yeah, like you said, it's definitely not what we're used to, but we'll take it, especially during World Dairy Expo. Once again, everybody, this is Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, with our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update on a Wednesday. Compeer Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Be sure to let us know how your harvest is going or what questions you might have that you want answered and you want us to help get those answers by messaging our talk text line at 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Stick around with me on this morning because you never know what you're going to learn next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Do you, let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Abortion, just one of the topics addressed during last night's debate between running mates J.D. Vance and Tim Walz.
On abortion, Republican Vance.
I never supported a national ban. I did, during when I was running for Senate in 2022, talk about setting some minimum national standard.
Democrat Walz about a woman under restrictions in Georgia.
She had to travel a long distance to North Carolina to try and get her care. Amber Thurman died in that journey.
In the CBS News vice presidential debate, Vance saying that Walz signed a bill that put no obligation on doctors to save babies born under botched abortions is not true.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The death toll from Hurricane Helene ticked up again, now at least 166 in southeast U.S. Power outages still top 1.3 million. Texas executed Garsha Glenn White, condemned for stabbing twin 16-year-old girls in Houston in 1989. He also murdered their mom. This is ABC News.
Pacific Media News. I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A suspect sits in an Arizona jail, accused of a brutal murder in southeast Wisconsin last weekend. Teresa De Jesus Cruz Rubio's headless body was found in Glendale Friday night. Her son allegedly confessed to investigators that he killed her. Police found him after they spotted her car in Phoenix Saturday morning. Donald Trump in Wisconsin claiming Iran's missile attack on Israel Tuesday would not have happened if he were still president. He blames the Biden-Harris administration.
And now we have them in charge of potentially World War III, and World War III is going to be like no other if it happens because of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction.
Trump is the first Republican to campaign in Dane County since Bob Dole in 1996. Kamala Harris campaigns in the Fox Valley Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Willie Adames says the Brewers know it's all on the line tonight.
We are on down tech. We're going to come out and give the 100% out there on the field, and, you know, and we got to win or we go home. So the mentality is we got to win no matter what. We got to figure out a way to win and, you know, do our best.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the legendary comedy team, Stephen Leo, writers of The Santa Claus, Space Jam, and Kicking and Screaming. And Abby Novak joins the show to talk Appleton's Shop, Sip, and Stroll.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20. A little gustier by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear, breezy, 49 tomorrow. Sunshine, 76 by Friday. It will be sunny with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We've reported for months now on challenges to undated or misdated mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. After the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned a state court ruling allowing counting of those ballots, the ACLU is now taking a parallel case to the U.S. Supreme Court. The ballots in question are from otherwise eligible voters whose mail-in ballots were received on time and were correct, except for a missing or incorrect date on the outer envelope. Pennsylvania election law says they must be disqualified, but in 2022, as many as 10,000 Pennsylvania voters were disenfranchised by the rule. Two parallel cases in state and federal courts were filed on behalf of some of those voters, but the state case hit a dead end on September 4th when the Pennsylvania Supreme Court rejected the case on a technicality. The federal case, NAACP versus Schmidt, lost on appeal in March 2024 and was denied a rehearing. Then September 25th, the ACLU asked the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case. The ACLU argues that the materiality provision of the 1964 Civil Rights Act prevents ballots from being invalidated for trivial mistakes, a voter suppression tactic used in the Jim Crow South. Whether the U.S. Supreme Court's majority takes the case and whether it would rule before the election is an open question. We've linked to more on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Well, I mean, you know he's going to burn you.
Welcome back. I'm Charity Seebecker, and this is the Midwest Farm Report. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning. Let's take a quick trip down memory lane. On October 2nd, 1949, the first modern milk processing plant in Wisconsin opened its doors, significantly impacting the state's dairy industry. This facility not only allowed for the efficient processing of milk, but also enabled the production of various dairy products, including cheese and butter, which are central, as we know, to Wisconsin's identity as America's Dairyland. The establishment of this plant marked a turning point in dairy production, leading to an increased profitability for farmers and the growth of a thriving dairy economy that continues to be a cornerstone of Wisconsin agriculture. As we reflect on these pivotal advancements in our agriculture history, it's important to consider how this innovation continues to shape our farming practices today. And one area that has seen significant development is our grain production, with hybrids playing a crucial role in improving yields and enhancing crop resilience. And that brings us to Wiffles Hybrids.
Wiffles Wednesday is back along with us, keeping you up to date on the latest information from the field, thanks to our friends at Wiffles Hybrids. You can find out more online, wiffles.com. And remember, they are all about the United States, keeping their production right here in the United States. So make your choice to be with Wiffles. And our choice today is Andy Grebner. He is along with us, one of the field representatives that's out there keeping an eye on the harvest. Give me your update here, Andy. What are you seeing so far? I mean, I think things are coming off a lot faster than we're accustomed to in Wisconsin at this time of the year.
They are. I would say soybeans across southern Wisconsin, give it about another week and should be wrapping up. And corn harvest is really just getting going. I would say early results are good. But as Dr. Tharp discussed last week, you know, are those fields that are going to be less than average just because of all the rain we had early and the nitrogen loss? Well, it's important to keep an eye on those fields. But, yeah, like I said, early results are good and the grain is dry.
Yeah, boy, the grain is dry. That is for sure. You know, one thing we want to talk a little bit about today, Andy, is the philanthropic side, shall we say, of Wiffles. I started the conversation by reminding people that Wiffles is based here in the United States, in the upper Midwest, as a matter of fact, a family-owned, still all about family-to-family business. And keeping those families healthy is a priority for Wiffles. Tell me about the most recent partnership, the Farm Rescue. Now that organization has come to Wisconsin. Tell people a little bit about what Farm Rescue is, could you, and how Wiffles decided to partner with them.
You bet. On Friday, August 23rd, Wiffles and Sloan's John Deere co-hosted an event in Monroe, and that's to help raise awareness for the Farm Rescue. Like you said, they are brand new in Wisconsin, and now they're in 9 states total. The Farm Rescue's mission is to help family farms who unfortunately experience a major illness, an injury, or a natural disaster, and they're unable to get the crop planted or harvested. So their group of volunteers will come in and help out with that.
Why does that fit with the Wiffles way of doing business, Andy?
Well, as you know, Wiffles is a family-owned organization, and whenever we can help out the community, we are going to jump in and do that. So it fits our values perfectly as far as, giving back to the community and helping out when we can.
Andy Grebner along with us. He's one of our field representatives with Wiffles Hybrids. It's a Wiffles Wednesday. So going forward now, Andy, one thing, talk about taking care of yourself. One other thing that I'm sure you guys are starting to notice, long days. The weather is not going to give us any problems when it comes to moving forward with the harvest, but we can start getting a little punchy by this stage in the game. Safety has to be top of mind.
Oh, it always is. And I just like to remind everybody just to stay safe. There's a lot of big equipment on the road, and sometimes just have to allow a little bit of patience as you're following some of this equipment as you're going from one field to the next. But yeah, definitely just stay safe out there and watch out for yourself.
Yeah, take care of yourself for sure. Thanks, Andy. Andy Grebner along with us on our Wiffles Wednesday. Again, as he said, a family-owned company that loves to do business family to family and helping to keep families safe in the harvest and safe if something uncertain happens to a family with their most recent partnership, Farm Rescue, now a part of Wisconsin Agriculture. Andy Grebner along with us on Wiffles Wednesday. Find out more and find out about the products as well as the people near you at wiffles.com.
Keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Dairy Girl Network invites all dairy women to join them at their biannual conference in Kansas City. The Forward Together Conference is November 5th through 7th and features 25 speakers with breakout sessions and time to connect with fellow farm women. The conference also has a trade show, shopping, and photo headshots. For full details and to register, visit dairygirlnetwork.com. Registration deadline is October 8th.
I'm Charity Seebecker, and this is the Midwest Farm Report. Happy to be with you here on this Wednesday morning. Coming up next, we take a closer look at a growing issue impacting ranchers across the country. It's called cattle theft. With rising livestock prices, this old age crime is making a comeback, leaving farmers and ranchers grappling with financial losses and increased security concerns. Farm team member Stephanie Hoff has the story.
Imagine waking up one morning with the feeling that something isn't right. You start chores and you find that not all of your animals are where they should be. Some of your beef cattle have vanished. It's a nightmare turned reality for some ranchers. Just this spring, $20,000 worth of livestock were taken from a beef operation in Jackson County. Lieutenant Evan Mazur worked on the case. Today he outlines for us what a farm can do to prevent cattle theft. But why does it happen in the first place? He says cattle can be lucrative.
So you're talking in the tens of thousands of dollars that someone could utilize an auction house. And, these are good, honest, hardworking people that trust others. And there's not the same system as you would, let's say, a vehicle that's registered with the state. I can't go and take somebody's vehicle and then go and try to auction it off because I don't have a title. I don't have the proper paperwork. Whereas cattle are, yes, they may be tagged. My understanding is the tagging system is used for more in-house purposes and isn't obviously on a national level or on a state level of if I found a cow two counties away, I'm not going to be able to identify that cow. So, yeah, so lucratively, it is definitely monetary-based. It's a something that they can make tens of thousands of dollars on possibly with very little questioning, I would say, at the auction house.
Lieutenant Evan Mazur is with the Jackson County Sheriff's Office. He worked on the investigation this spring where at least $20,000 worth of livestock were taken from a beef farm. They did recover the animals at the sale barn and they caught the thief. He tells us more about the investigation in our full conversation at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Thanks, Stephanie. Now let's take a look at our morning markets. From Chicago, December corn is trading at 432.5. That is up 3.5 cents. November beans are trading at 1061. That's up 3.75. And wheat is trading at 603.25. And that is up 4.25 cents. On the dairy side of things, November class 3 milk contract is trading at 2257 a hundredweight. That is down 4 cents. In December, milk is trading at $21.47, down 4 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at $2.14.50, down a quarter. 40-pound block cheese closed at $2.08, down 4 cents. And the AA butter closed down 5.5 cents at $2.75. Stick around with us this morning because you never know what you'll learn next.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am coming at you with the recommendation that if you have recently lost your job, I am so sorry, and you should apply for unemployment. Look, we all pay taxes for a rainy day, and being unemployed is that day. It doesn't matter if your employer is letting you go because they're downsizing or because they don't like your work. You can submit a claim to your state unemployment office. Now, the only reasons you can't get unemployment is if you quit your job or if you've been fired for like certain kinds of serious misconduct. Now, you could apply the very first day that you are out of work. If you wait, you're not going to get back payments. And after you apply, sometimes your employer will say you're not eligible because they have to pay. In that case, you just appeal the decision. People do this all the time. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever they'd be like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I have to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will join me in studio. We'll review the VP debate and we'll talk about the Middle Eastern conflict.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
And while you're there, go through your mental checklist. Like cows? Check, they're there. Grilled cheese? Check. Ice cream? You bet. As one of the sweetest traditions at World Dairy Expo, the Gia Farm Technologies ice cream stand marks its 20th year here in Madison. And Sue Begg, Gia's marketing and communications manager, is the mastermind behind the stand, spending 6 months getting everything ready for this big event.
On average, when it was a five-day show, we've sold 15,000 to 17,000 cups per week. But now that it's a four-day show, it averages around 12 to 13,000 cups per the four-day period.
And are you planning to sell that much this year? It's going to be quite warm, so do you think you're going to have more because people are just going to want their ice cream fix every day?
We always hope so. We love the warm weather and the sunshine, and just, you know, with the activities outside and, you know, the fairgrounds being full, yes, I hope to increase those numbers this year.
So take us through now in your role. What is it like to plan for that many scoops of ice cream to be going out the door in a sense? You know, what is it like for you to plan for this?
I start planning in April. I reach out to the Dane County FFA Teachers Association and make sure that they're committed, and also for Cedar Crest ice cream. Those are the two musts. So, you know, from there, I continue to plan, the design of the shirts, the cups, the signage, and, everything that's associated with the ice cream. So it's a long process.
And take me through then with that much of ice cream. it's not just the ice cream that you're serving. You've got to have the cups, the spoons, you know, the actual tubs. So take us through kind of those numbers of just how much is going through here throughout these 4 days.
I pre-order 420 3-gallon tubs of ice cream. We serve three unique flavors per day, and they change daily. And I do design the cups. We order those specialty design cups in around June. And we, you know, the FFA schools, we have about 135 to 140 students volunteer. They do the scoopers, so we definitely can't do without them. I schedule GEA employees, two cashiers per day. So I have GEA employees coming from our Galesville location and our Enterprise Road in Romeoville, Illinois, and our Weber Road location in Romeoville also. So I coordinate definitely a variety of locations. And I confirm the ice cream order, you know, July, August with Cedar Crest. So then that allows me to get all the signage done.
So you have a lot of tubs, obviously, you just mentioned, but they're not all right here. Or how does that work, bringing them in day to day so that they're not melting when it is almost 80 degrees outside?
Cedar Crest is so generous, and they drive the freezer truck down here that is parked right outside the exhibition hall. So we house all the flavors for the week in that ice cream truck, and we have two freezers on location here at the booth, and so we just constantly run and cart new ice cream tubs, you know, as things are, you know, depleting here. It's probably 4 to 5, 6 runs a day that we have to run out to the ice cream truck, but we definitely cannot do with that ice cream truck outside.
And you mentioned it's not possible without your FFA volunteers and your GEA employees. Just how many people does it take for each time that these FFA members are here? Obviously, they rotate throughout the day. Just how many are here at one time helping to make this move smoothly for you?
8 to 9 FFA volunteers in the booth. We have 6 scoopers. We have 2 runners. And then we typically have somebody that helps cleaning and do side scooping when the line comes really long. And then we do have 2 cashiers. And then myself as a manager of the booth. I plan the booth. And then Stephanie, she is my co-manager. So she helps coordinate everything and does ice cream runs. So 8, 10, 12, yeah, 12 to 13, 14. And then we have the Dane County FFA teacher that is also here on site, too. So they are extremely helpful. I'm keeping everything organized.
And this is a pretty exciting year for you guys because it is your 20th anniversary being here with the ice cream. That's a huge accomplishment in itself. Take me through how things have kind of changed that you've seen in those 20 years. I know you've been here for about 4 years now, but I've got to assume that things have changed over time.
Yes, I've been with GEA for 13 years. I co-managed the ice cream booth for several years. Now that I manage, this is the 4th year of me managing it. In 2004, I pulled up some pictures. We had this 1 to 2 flavors, and the ice cream provider really didn't start. Cedar Crest started in 2005 with us. So we always had the milk tank, serving tank, but you know, we have now the specialty rings for the ice cream tubs, so the students, you know, have that, the solid base of scooping. The t-shirts, just, you know, the cost of t-shirts, we're trying to go to, you know, recyclable materials on cups, trying to be, you know, definitely more environmentally friendly. We have the nice wash vat and the wash station. We just continue to make small improvements. We have the racks for the cups, so the flavors stay in the nice, you know, nice line. We have a nice TV video of everything that all the products that we exhibit in our main booth for GEA. So people are aware that this is GEA Farm Technologies, and that we do have a main booth area, and just to kind of come to our area and see our products too.
And you mentioned the price has stayed pretty consistent for those 20 years, which is not something that you usually hear about.
It's not bad, yes. In 2004, it was $1 per cup, and it was slowly increased. But today, and you know, it's $3 a cup, but it's a generous scoop. It is premium Cedar Crest ice cream, so that is a great value. And, you know, we're glad that everybody enjoys it, you know, this treat when they come to World Dairy, and the numbers show that.
And so where does the money go then that you raise?
The net proceeds of ice cream sales go to the Dane County Ag Teachers Association. So it benefits the Dane County schools. They use the money for community events. They purchase trailers that they use in the milking cows. And just to kind of show the community, the agricultural benefits, and for having families and kids, you know, do hands-on events. They also sponsor for the, with that money, they sponsor their students go to FFA seminars and conferences, their own classroom, you know, to the FFA groups. So they really were supporting the youth in agriculture and were helping this community support that too.
And then take us through, what are the flavors of the day for the week? What can we expect to come here and try?
We have our normal flavors that are our favorites. The top seller is always Caramel Collision. This year we have Wisconsin Campfire S'mores that is new, and also New York Cherry. We just have your, you know, your Elephant Tracks, your Jumping Jersey Cow, Mackinac Island Fudge. They are just, I mean, top sellers. I mean, I try and, you know, pick the flavors that have sold the most in the past, but I always like to introduce new flavors too. On Wednesday, it's Cookies and Cream, Mackinac Island Fudge, and Praline Pecan. On Thursday, we're serving Cookie Monster, Elephant Tracks, Strawberry Cheesecake. And on Friday, it's Jumping Jersey Cow, New York Cherry, and Pirate's Bounty.
So whether you're craving a scoop of Caramel Collision or Cookie Monster, or whatever flavor it might be, make sure to swing by the Gia Farm Technologies ice cream stand at World Dairy Expo. With 20 years of sweet tradition and plenty of flavor to go around, it's the perfect way to cool off and celebrate the show. Thanks for sticking along with me, everybody, on this Wednesday morning here at the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Charity Seedecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke. News from the Center, WRCE. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE, and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The evolving attitude about climate and agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Not so long ago, very few people gave any thought to the link between agriculture and a changing climate. These days, there's a good deal of interest in the subject, as agriculture is both a contributor of greenhouse gases and a way to offset those emissions as well. Here's the head of USDA's Office of Energy and Environmental Policy, Bill Hohenstein.
We're also definitely seeing a change in perception. When I started in 2000, a lot of questions around climate change, a lot of skepticism. I think today folks recognize what's happening. They're seeing it on the ground, and there's a real pragmatic approach to saying, okay, well, let's manage what we have in front of us and let's deal with what we're dealing, what we're seeing.
Hohenstein was part of a webinar panel sponsored by AgriPulse. Also on the panel, Indiana farmer Kip Tom, who at one time represented the U.S. as an agricultural ambassador with the United Nations.
We've got the ability with the tools and genetics and agronomic practices to adapt and to continue to stay ahead of the curve. My father, when he first started farming with his father, was producing 30 bushel corn per acre. Now we're with averages over 240. I think about that eightfold increase. That's because of our ability to adapt.
There's a link to that webinar on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Maggie Dawn.
Join us next. I have got a very special guest to celebrate the Brewers postseason. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.